Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish Times and Irish Independent both lead today with that new report from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Both papers focus on the finding that we're going to need almost 80,000 more construction workers to improve housing and infrastructure. We're also told, however, that if productivity could be improved, the number of extra workers needed could be slashed to 20,000, since the report estimates that the productivity levels of Irish construction workers is 30% lower than in many European countries. The government's plan to build a new housing centre for 1,000 asylum seekers in Athlone generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The paper reports that local councillors opposed to the centre met with the senior representative from the Department of Integration last night, but that work on providing tented accommodation at the centre is due to start within weeks. The plan is for modular housing to be built there at a later date. Climate change may cause lower life expectancy. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which bases its lead story around a new report compiled by academic researchers. University of Galway professor Karen Morrissey, who is involved in the research, identifies food insecurity and the prospect of malnutrition as a major challenge for Irish people. The Irish Sun leads with the line that in recent days, Gardaí investigating the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier seized an unedited interview, which that paper did with Ian Bailey in a podcast in March 2023. The 66-year-old, who had been the chief suspect for the murder of the French filmmaker, died in January of this year. Another podcast receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail and Irish Sun. In an interview on an American podcast series, former Love Island contestant Maura Higgins reveals how she had dark thoughts and struggled with overnight fame after the show. The 33-year-old from Ballymahon, County Longford, says that an intervention from her best friend, who rang her agent and insisted that she come back to Ireland for a time, helped her to get back to herself. The Irish News leads with President Michael D. Higgins' description of Israel's vote to ban UNRWA from its territory as a horror of history and an appalling failure of diplomacy. Back on the front of the Times, meanwhile, there's a picture of a group of Palestinian men transporting the bodies of relatives wrapped in sheets on a horse-drawn cart through a street in northern Gaza yesterday after dozens of people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a residential building. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that staff working at the Forestside shopping centre in Belfast face a £70 monthly hike in their car parking costs after the cost of car parking was increased from £150 to £5 a day. And finally, Fiona Redden has a piece in today's Times about a planning application which has just been submitted to turn a commercial premises on Dublin's Grafton Street into an apartment development which would include two units with roof terraces. Redden suggests that future residents of the proposed apartments could potentially afford to enjoying a sundowner on their own private roof terrace overlooking the busy shopping street. She also reports, however, that there have been objections from people who believe that having residents on the street might impact negatively on its cultural heritage, particularly its reputation for nightlife and busking.
Fiona, thank you.